Let me tell you about one of my favorite life groups I've been a part of. Was a few years ago when we lived in Pensacola. Across the street was an older couple named Paul and Polly Schrader. Paul was a retired Navy guy, and they'd moved to Pensacola in retirement. Just a couple months before this, been my privilege to baptize Paul, and he's pretty excited about God. And his wife Polly was just on fire. Well, they decided to open their home up for this life group, and they were awesome because you'd walk in the front door and they'd both be there hugging on everybody. There'd be Coke and cookies and coffee on the counter. They'd have everything set up. If you made a comment Paul liked, man, he'd go, "Man, that was great." There were a lot of other people. There's another girl in that group named Teresa Springle. Now, Teresa's pretty shy. In fact, Teresa hardly ever said a peep. But if you said something significant, you could almost always count that the next week you'd get a card in the mail from Teresa saying, "I'm praying for you," or "Thank you for that comment." You know, I could go on and on. There were people in that group like Gennady and Lena Dinasenko. They were Russian immigrants, and they'd come to the Lord, and they were a big part of this group. There was another lady there named Vicki Miles. And Vicki, Vicki had grown up in a sort of legalistic church background, and she had rebelled, and now she had found a church she loved, and she was on fire. Now, if you saw Vicki, you'd be a little taken aback because her hair was bright. Her clothes were brighter, her ear bobs were huge, but Vicki had a lot of personality. And let me tell you about Vicki. Vicki brought more people to our group than anybody else because Vicki had a lot of non-Christian friends. And it was an awesome group, and all of those different people began to serve. I'll never forget one night walking into that life group, and out on the front lawn was another member named Bill Hatter. Bill was not a real loud guy, but Bill loved people. And you're walking in, Bill said, "Buddy, can I talk to you?" I said, "Well, sure." He said, "I'm taking up some money tonight." Well, I said, "Why, Bill?" He said, "You know Sandy Clark." Now, Sandy was a single mother in our life group. She had a 13-year-old daughter in a lot of trouble, and Sandy just struggled with life, and she was a new Christian. And Bill says, "We're taking some money up. Sandy's car just keeps breaking down." Well, that didn't surprise me. I knew the man who sold it to her, you know. It just wasn't a very good car. He says, "Sandy can hardly get her daughter to school and hardly get to work. I'm going to take some money up." So quietly, without Sandy knowing, Bill took that money up. Well, the next morning, it's Monday morning, Paul Schrader's retired. He takes that money with him. He drives to downtown Pensacola. He goes to where Sandy's working, walks up to her desk and says, "Can I have the keys to your car?" She said, "Well, for what?" He said, "We're getting your car fixed today." He took those keys, took the car. While she's at work, the car's fixed, and he brings it back to her at the end of the day. Now, my friends, that's the way it happens. Now, listen, it wasn't because we had some kind of great car-fixing ministry at Gateway. It was because a group of people were serving each other naturally because they came to know each other and know each other's needs. And that's the way it ought to be.